Many of us like to swim in any one of the 1,000-odd ponds on Cape Cod, but around the country, blue-green algae blooms have overtaken many of these bodies of water. Exposure to the blooms can cause health problems in humans and pets that range from headaches, fevers, to even organ damage and death. So how big is this problem on the Cape right now? WCAI's climate change reporter Eve Zukoff is here in studio to tell us more. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning, Katie.
So why are cyanobacteria blooms, I should say, and why are they of concern?
Yeah, so cyanobacteria in normal amounts is actually just a plant species. It is totally fine, lives in the water column. And on the surface, it just looks like kind of a blue-green scum. But when the system gets out of balance in freshwater ponds, cyanobacteria can grow in abundance and produce these really dangerous toxins. And as you said, the exposure in certain concentrations to them could lead to headaches, fevers, blisters around the mouth, even organ damage. And just this month, actually, 3 dogs in North Carolina and 1 in Georgia were most likely exposed through swimming in local freshwater ponds, and all four died.
So it's something to be concerned about. Mm. How prevalent is the issue here on the Cape, and where should we be looking for it? There's 1,000 ponds on Cape Cod.
Yeah, so that's part of the problem here. We're only actually monitoring about 20 to 30 of them, and that's being done by the Association to Preserve Cape Cod. So we really don't know the full scope of the problem, which is really concerning, I think, to a lot of people. But what we've found is that in the past year or so, the problem seems to be more widespread than years past. So it's a growing problem, it seems, and there are no geographical patterns. This is all over the Cape, but you can actually go to apcc.org/cyano and check the toxicity and status of your favorite pond and see.
And that's the Association to Preserve Cape Cod, and they're the ones taking a look at a dozen or 2 dozen or more of these ponds.
That's right.
Is there a climate change connection here?
Definitely. There often is. So basically, first, what you've got to understand is that cyanobacteria develops into these massive blooms when they have access to warm water and nutrients. Those are the two ingredients. We know that climate change is warming our bodies of water. So that, off the bat, that's there. And then the second is that on the Cape, we have these septic systems. And what that means is that nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen, but especially phosphorus, are kind of seeping into our groundwaters from our septic systems. They're also seeping in from our fertilizers. And they're just kind of going right down and creating a reservoir in the ground for these nutrients, especially because the Cape is built on such sandy soil that just isn't good at sequestering groundwater. And they're filtering right in, and there's this kind of perfect growing environment. And climate change, there's more precipitation, so there's even more water for all of this to warm and fester and all that.
And you talked to Andrew Gottlieb, the executive director of the Association to Preserve Cape Cod. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about all this.
Every pond in the Cape is affected by the impacts of climate change, and most ponds to some degree are affected by the nutrient enrichment that's happening in the groundwater. Those two factors, being the two that are driving this phenomenon, represent a threat to ponds up and down the Cape, and I don't think any particular ponds feel that they're immune from these effects.
And with that in mind, you know, he kind of said that now the problem is really in the hands of towns, that's where we should be looking, and yeah.
Right, they're going to have to stop, it sounds like, monitoring a little more closely, and if you've got 1,000 ponds on the Cape, it's going to need to be broken down, I would think.
Definitely.
Into smaller chunks so that you could take a look at those. So what's the solution to this? What needs to happen to fix it? And we should say that it's not such a serious health risk right now, but it is something that just people need to be thinking about.
Definitely. And this actually can be fixed. That is the good news here. Everyone I talked to said this, you know, despite the climate change aspects of this, this is a human-caused problem, so there's a human-driven solution. First, on the short term, individuals can lay off the fertilizers. Like, that is the number one thing that everyone can do today. And then on the longer term, we've got to really open up a more serious conversation about getting rid of our septic systems and upgrading to something that prevents that phosphorus from seeping so easily into the ground. So that would likely be towns installing sewer systems, which is time consuming and expensive, but it does actually go a long way on
on this issue. And in the meantime, with just a few seconds left, should people avoid swimming in these ponds?
Yeah, this is a really serious issue. And to answer that, I actually called an expert, Harold Walker. He's professor of environmental engineering at Worcester Polytech Institute. And he basically said we've reached a point of high enough risk for ponds that the standard shouldn't be, is this unsafe, but rather, is there proof that this is safe? So, caution.
Yeah, that's WCAI's climate and environment reporter, Eve Zukoff. You can find more of Eve's reporting on toxic algae blooms on our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks.
Thank you.